Hi, Oisin. Good evening.
Good to talk to you, Joe. But before we chat League of Ireland, maybe we'll mention the Republic of Ireland. Good win for them against Hungary on Tuesday night, a 2-1 victory. Is John O'Shea now the man for the Republic of Ireland job off the back of that?
I would have said it before, even after the two defeats in their previous matches, I would love to see John O'Shea come in and take over as manager. You know, he brings a lot of qualities as a player, but you know, he brings a lot of qualities in as a manager. I know he doesn't have the experience, but I like him. I have good time for him. I like the way his teams has been set up in the three matches so far. And he seems to have got the boys playing. Maybe last Tuesday night's performance wasn't the best. Maybe we were better in the other matches. And I think he highlighted that in his own comments after the match, where you know, some players have been off a week, some have been off 2 or 3 weeks, and that might have been reflective in some of their performances. But I think for John and for Ireland, and the key thing, maybe it's just being biased, being from Donegal, but having Shamie Coleman on the pitch is a huge, huge thing for any manager. And, you know, you could see last night when they scored, celebrations with John and Shamie. And, you know, for me, I think that dynamic there, if you could get that, would certainly win us a few more matches than we've been winning in the past few years.
Yeah. Well, Joe, as we know earlier today as well, the FAI Senior Cup second round draw was made, and sort of mixed one for North West sides. First of all, we'll start with the FAI Junior Cup champions, who are Coghill Celtic. They were hoping for a home tie. That didn't materialise. They've got a tough one, having to go to Waterford in the second round.
Oh, that's a horrible draw for Coghill, having to travel all the way to Waterford. Waterford in a really rich vein of form at the minute. And, you know, that's a difficult tie for Gavin and the lads in Coghill. They'll be disappointed. I'm sure they would have loved a Coghill home tie up in Buncrana, up in Coghill, to get the big crowd out there and cheer them on. But that's as tough a draw as you'll get now with Waterford going so well in the Premier Division.
Yeah. As for Harps, they have a long trek as well. It's back to Cork for them. Cork City, not the draw that they wanted.
No, more air miles for Harps up and down the road, and that's a difficult one. And you know, Cork are going well as well at the minute, and that'll be a tight one for Harps there. And again, just looking and seeing how it falls into their fixtures in the coming weeks as well. They could be up and down that road another couple of times as well, which will be even more difficult for them.
And one of the standout ties is involving Derry City taking on St. Pat's. Their old manager, Stephen Kenny's coming back to the Brandywell, but in a competition this time around. And Stephen Kenny has a love affair with cups, so he has.
Yeah, and again, you know, both these teams would have been looking to do well in the FAI Cup, and Stephen in particular, because you don't see him collecting any silverware in the league. In fact, survival in the league would be one of the key things at the minute. And Rory, and you know, we know how well Derry do in the Cup as well, and you know, it'll be a disappointing draw for both teams. They'd have been hoping to get somebody a little bit easier than they've got, but the advantage to Derry is they're at home in the Brandywell, and that's a huge advantage for Derry going into that match.
Yeah. Well, some of the other standout ties, Bohemians taking on Shamrock Rovers. There's a Louth derby. Drogheda United taking on Dundalk. Cove Ramblers are playing host to Kerry as well. Just some of the big games in the Cup. The full list of fixtures is available on our website, highlandradio.com. But moving on now, Joe, and looking ahead to the Finn Harps fixture this coming Friday night. They're on the road. It's another long trek. They're down in Cove, and they, of course, can prove and have proven to be sticky fixtures for Harps in the past.
Yeah, but if you look at it, Finn Harps have got to Cove this week. They've got to go to Turner's Cross to Cork. They've got to go to Limerick to play Treaty. They're in Wexford, away to UCD, away to Athlone, and then away to Cork and Kerry in the 1 week. And this is all before the end of the season. So I think the Finn Harps players, through no fault of their own, have certainly gained a lot of respect with the mileage that they put up this season. And the performance that they put up as well on the road, you know, they've got some decent results on the road. Yes, they've had a couple of tricky ones as well. But, you know, I think the players and the staff at Finn Harps deserve great credit for the amount of mileage that they've put up. And trying to recover from a trip like that isn't easy, having to go out and play then. You know, like this week, they had to play two matches in a couple of days. But, you know, to have to play every week after that mileage has certainly been a tall order for the team this season.
Yeah. But they are in good enough shape, do you feel, Joe, that they can go to Cove and win on Friday night?
Yeah, I was at the Wexford match and I was very impressed by them. Yes, Wexford had a couple of half chances, but I thought their patterns of play and how they moved the ball, and the pitch was a lot better in Finn Park on Friday night. And then I got to see a little bit of the match against Athlone on telly, and that goal from Patrick Ferrier on Monday night is a big goal. It keeps Athlone and keeps them right together in that mix there in that playoff position. Like, Hearts are right in there. They're just a little bit off it. They haven't lost any ground at Athlone, and that's important. And in the coming weeks, they've got UCD coming as well. So it's they've got a couple of big matches coming up. And if you could try and go to Cove now and just stay in the hunt in Cove, because they've been up and down. They've had a mixed bag now in the last while in relation to winning and drawing matches. They've had one or two really good performances. Like, they went to UCD and they got a result against UCD where they beat them 2-1, and they've got a couple of beatings, but they've been getting a lot of draws as well. So, if Hearts could just get a performance and put it together like they have over the last couple of weeks, I'd be hoping that they will do it. But it is a big ask. They've played Friday, they've played Monday, and now they've got to travel to Cove. And the last away big away trip was to Kerry, and that's challenging for him. But Murphy and the players are in a good position, and he did rotate a few of the team from Friday to Monday. So I think using the squad now on Friday down in Cove will be key to try and keep it as fresh as possible.
Yeah, but Hearts will feel at the Old Cove one because they haven't beat them this year and they've lost both of their encounters so far in the league.
Yeah, and that's a big one, and I think they'll certainly, the players and the management will want to be putting that right. And that's just where Cove are, where depending on where they are the week before or what's happening, they've had a couple of really good performances. They've been up and down. Hearts have been definitely the more consistent team, and I think that's been reflected in Hearts have won eight and drawn five of their matches. Is where when you look at Cove, they've won five, drawn seven and lost seven, and that's the difference between the two teams at the minute. That Hearts have that ability to turn maybe a draw into a win or a loss into a draw, and that's probably why Hearts are further up the table than Cove at the minute.
Yeah, Cove have, well, they won their last game against Kerry. They drew the three before that, and they lost then on the 10th of May to Cork City. And before that, they won actually two games on the bounce. So they've started to find form, I suppose, over that period of the last 5 to 6 weeks. So they have, Joe.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Cove, where they'll have one or two weeks where they're a little bit off it, and then somebody who you would think should be beaten will beat them, and then they bounce back then, and it goes back, and they go back to that game against UCD. I've seen a little bit of that as well, where on the telly, where they got a result there, and you would never expect them to get a result because it just come off a game against a Cork, or they played Cork the next week and got beat 3-0. And the previous week they had beaten Bray, so they've been up and down, and they're hard to predict. And that's probably a challenge, a bigger challenge for Finn Harps this week, is what Cove will turn up.
Yeah, and just finally on the Finn Harps, before we look at the other game, as you mentioned there, Darren Murphy is rotating the squad. He's using a lot of young players, so he has over the last number of weeks. And Joe, I suppose you have managed teams at youth level, and there's quite a few of them now involved in the senior squad. And the young guy Gavin McAteer, just 15 years of age, produced a super cross for that goal for Patrick Ferry. Is this a good position that Darren Murphy is putting the club in by utilizing these younger players at this stage in the First Division?
Yeah, it is. Like, when you look, and Gavin, it's great to see him coming in. Like, Gavin's been a talent since he was 11, 12 years of age, and he's still very young, but there's no doubt in his ability. And for me, bringing Gavin on in the last 15, 20, 25 minutes of matches now, when the game opens up a bit, he's got the quality and the class to open teams up. And I think special mention must go to Sean O'Donnell, where he's been brilliant, and so has Mac Johnson in the last couple of weeks, where they've put in big performances. Aaron McLaughlin came back into the team as well. And these young lads all have one thing in common: they're all bursting with pace. They've got really good speed. They've got a good touch. And they're playing with no fear. These young lads are playing with no fear. And just watching the older fellas, and Tony will not thank me for that, but Tony and Colley, Stephen Doherty and Ryan Rainey in the middle of the field, You know, they give them an out ball all the time, and with success Aragon up there as well, you know, they're getting a good balance, and they are utilizing the young players and they're bringing them in and out, and you know, it has been very, very good for them, and you know, hopefully it'll keep going, and that style of play that they have at the minute, where they're bringing in the young lads and they're taking them in and out, it's very, very positive. And you know, Conor Walsh as well is another young lad, along with Darren Coyle. You know, they've all done well, and the older players are giving them that ability to go on and play, and giving them that confidence to go on and play. So, you know, at the minute, things is very, very positive in Finn Park, when you look round the squad.
So the rest of the fixtures in the First Division this weekend, Harps, as we know, down at Cove Ramblers, will have updates from Tom Stafford as from the 7:45 kickoff down in Cove. Athlone are hosting Wexford. Treaty United take on Bray Wanderers. UCD are hosting Kerry FC, and the leaders Cork City play Longford Town on Saturday night. Let's go to the League of Ireland Premier Division. Now, the Bows or Shamrock Rovers are in action this coming Friday. There is four fixtures down for decision. Among them at the Ryan McBride, Brandywell Stadium, Derry City playing Galway United FC. We talked about Finn Harps owing Cove one. There's no doubt Derry, they'll be looking to get back at Galway on Friday night. Galway, of course, in recent weeks took a victory against the Derry side, handing them defeat, the defeat that their manager at the time wasn't too impressed with, Joe.
No, and again, we know very well what Galway brings. We know we have plenty of years of experience with Ollie and Balbuffet, and you know, he's brought that down with him down to Galway, and with John Caulfield, they certainly have Galway ticking. And this will be a really, really tricky game for Derry here. You know, they've come off the back of a couple of good performances there. I know they've had two draws against Dundalk and Sligo, but generally they've been playing quite well. And you know, that Premier Division at the minute is really, really tight. And with Shamrock Rovers not playing, there's a great opportunity for Derry to put a few more points into them. And points in the bag is very, very important. I know they've got a bad injury blow on Monday night, is it? When Patrick McElhenney's picked up another injury, it looks like to be quite serious. So hopefully Patrick will be back. But, you know, Derry are in a good position, but I wouldn't be taking much money out of my pocket this weekend and putting money on them to beat Galway. The way Galway have been going, they've been very, very stubborn against all the top teams, and you know, they're going well there. They've won 7 of their 18 matches. They've drawn 6, and you know, they've been really, really difficult to play against.
Yeah, they've been difficult to play against, and no doubt they will be putting in a stubborn performance come Friday night again. But Derry are going into the game off the back of probably what was one of their best performances of the season against Waterford, Joe.
Yeah, they were flying now. They and that's the thing with Derry. When Derry get going and cut loose at you, and again, it's trying to get that balance that they've got some really, really positive attacking players, but against the top teams, then it's just having that balance of getting enough of the ball and being able to set up Michael Duffy and set up Pat Hoban and getting those players on the ball in the right areas of the pitch, because again, they have been conceding a few goals, and that's something that would be a concern for Rory Higgins this week, that he's got to try and keep that back door closed. Like, they've been conceding, they've scored 30 and they've conceded 18, and you know, that's going to be a worry for them. Where you need, if you're going to win the Premier Division title, you're going to have to tighten up the back line. You can't keep scoring threes and fours every week to bail out the team there. So it's going to be important that they keep the defence tight.
Yep. Let's look at some of the other fixtures. We've got Strahdy United against St Patrick's Athletic. Obviously, Stephen Kenny under a bit of pressure there at St Pat's already in his early weeks in charge. But Shelburne suffered a rare defeat in their previous fixture against Sligo. They currently lead Derry City by 2 points at the top of the table. Their match against Dundalk at Tulka on Friday, is that a nail deal game for them to try and get back on the winning horse again?
Yeah, definitely. And again, they're at home and in Tulka Park. And you know, if you're going to win the league, you've got to be winning those matches. But again, Dundalk have been up and down, and they've changed their manager again. John Daly's come in. He's got a super result against Pats this week as well. So they'll be full of confidence. They've got off the bottom of the table. And when you look at it, they're only 7 points behind St. Pat's with 2 games in hand. So, you know, they get anything out of this game, then that puts them in a really strong position to start climbing up the table. Again, Dundalk have got a really, really solid squad there. And if they can get themselves geared up and firing, and they could cause Shelburne some problems. But I have watched Shelburne. I've enjoyed watching Shelburne this season. They've been really, really good in the matches that they've played. And again, you know, Damien Duff has been a huge addition to the league. And from our own point of view, from Donegal, we're looking at Mark Coyle. When he plays, Shelburne are a better team. He gives them that dynamic energy that he has in around the middle of the field. And he's been a huge positive for Shelburne this season.
Yeah, he certainly has. One other fixture, Waterford against Sligo Rovers. Waterford losing out to Derry City in their previous fixture. But if we look at Sligo Rovers, Joe, just finally, they're probably one of the form teams in the last couple of weeks because they beat St Pat's, they drew with Derry, and then they beat Shelburne. Three big results for the Showgrounds side, and they'll be looking to carry that to the RSC on Friday against Waterford.
Yeah, and again, you know, John Russell has done a great job there because I would imagine on most people's list, John would have been one of the managers who would have come under real pressure before the season started, where there was a lot of players had left. You know, speaking of Gavin McAteer, his young cousin has come on, Shawnee's come on and played for Sligo last week. So the McAteers are certainly making an impression in the Northwest. And again, John has done that where he's blended the team with some experienced players and the energy and the enthusiasm of young players there at Sligo. And, you know, if they get a result there this week down against Waterford, then they're right up into that European contention. And again, depending on how things go in the Brandywell, it's possibility the Sligo could possibly end up fourth by the end of the weekend.
Yeah. Okay, Joe. Listen, as always, we appreciate you joining us on the programme and enjoy the football over the coming weekend.
Thanks, Oshie.